With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Life's Mountain Westwater Football Podcast Edition. Jeremy Moss, Matt Kennerly. We are security camera free this episode, Matt.
Hopefully we are.
Anyway. Hopefully. I don't see one in my room here, so are you good on your end? No spies, no NSA? Yep.
Well, you know what they say, camera like ball, don't lie.
Exactly. Here's what we're doing today. MWR.com. Check out the website. That's where all of our stuff sats. This show, as we mentioned last time, we're going to take a little... We do this the past couple years, I think, because it's off season. We need something to do, right? Pass the time until football. And spring football only goes so far because it's spring football.
This is true.
So read up on that. We'll do some highlights and stuff on that. But we're going to talk about road trip. Like, if you could go to one game any week of the season, or actually per week, and make a list and say, I want to go here, here, and here. These aren't necessarily the best games every week because you and I are going to try to tackle every team. Mm-hmm. I did make the assumption, which is quite dumb, saying, let's make a visit to every campus. I realize there's like only 14 weeks of the season.
And so that would be kind of hard to do.
And so if we pick non-conference games, especially road non-conference games, it's impossible.
That's fair.
We got a quick piece of news we're going to do here. This is going to lead into an off-season podcast on the road. Matt, we finally have some good bowl news for the Mountain West. Not getting stripped or kicked out of Vegas. Not playing a Mountain West versus Mountain West on a streaming service.
But, not facing the prospect of Hawaii going bowling on the mainland for a change.
Ooh, interesting. That would be a change, right? Would that be a good change or a bad change?
Well, I guess it depends on whether you're a Hawaii fan who feels like traveling or not, wouldn't it?
True. I hear you. But the news is Brett McMurphy made two pieces of news today. One big news, one, whatever. The whatever news, in 2020, the MAC will play Mountain West in Arizona Bowl, which is it's fine. They've been playing the Sun Belt or New Mexico State the past couple of years. But the big news, that new shiny stadium, not in Las Vegas, the one in Los Angeles, will host apparently a new bowl game at the new Rams/Charger stadium in 2020.
Very interesting.
That will be the best stadium in the world at the moment, I believe. Until the next new stadium's built.
until the next city decides to throw $1 billion at a problem that doesn't exist. But that's another podcast.
Yeah, that's another podcast about how to pay for those stadiums with guys who have billions upon billions. But basically, it's going to replace the Vegas Bowl. It's going to be the Mountain West number one team, or I guess the Bowl's number one pick, excluding New Year's Six Plus playoff. Who are we kidding? New Year's Six only playoffs not coming. But it'll basically be the 5th through 7th Pac-12 team. So it's a nice stadium. It's a little bit, so a few people said, oh, it's too far from Logan or too far from this or Boise. I'm like, well, yeah, that's like the one downside. It's not as centrally located, but playing a new shiny stadium, a decent team. It's better than what could have happened, right?
You know what, though? The thing about LA is it's a lot closer for pretty much every fan base to get to than, for example, Tucson.
Sure, yeah.
Or Albuquerque. It's a little bit out of the way. I was wondering, and I never wrote about it this offseason, and I don't think I even tweeted about it, but LA strikes me as the kind of city that, you know, between that and obviously the Rose Bowl, which is out in Pasadena, LA seems like the kind of city that could very easily host two or three different bowl games in the same way that San Diego not too long ago hosted both the Holiday and the Poinsettia Bowl.
Because there's no bowl in LA, right?
Besides the Rose Bowl, which isn't actually in LA proper.
Yeah, Pasadena.
You know, I always wondered, you know, why not have the Rose Bowl? Why not have, you know, obviously now we have this new bowl that's going to be taking place in
2020.
What is it being built in? Inglewood, I think? I'm trying to remember where it's
at. I should look. Hollywood.
I'm pretty sure it's Inglewood.
Inglewood or Hollywood?
And then, you know, I was kind of spitballing to myself over the offseason, but why not have one where the Chargers are playing right now in Carson?
That was somebody brought up because it's also the MLS stadium.
Yes.
Where it's, like I say only, but 30,000 seats. It's at Hollywood Park, wherever that is.
Yeah.
So, but somebody mentioned why not play at the Carson, where the, is it the, what MLS team plays there as well? Is it, I forget. They changed a little bit, but it's,
I don't follow MLS that closely.
Me neither. I know there's one there, and it's kind of the joking Chargers there, but how, that's, I think it'd be better atmosphere because this new stadium is going to be, what, 60, 70,000 plus?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to sell out. Even no. if San Diego State, which is close, like a quickish 90-minute drive,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to play some Pac-12 team, unless it's like San Diego State, UCLA, it's not going to draw huge. So play in a smaller stadium, and you have a better chance of a sellout. It looks better on TV, stuff like that. But you're right. There could be multiple bowl games. If I don't want, I'm not advocating making new bowl games because there's going to be one, the LA one. It's going to be one in Myrtle Beach. I think Austin's working on one as well. There's mm-hmm. talk of maybe a second Vegas bowl of some sort because if you have the nice indoor stadium, I'm assuming the new game there with the SEC Pac-12 will move closer to post-Christmas, I'm assuming, because it'll be a better matchup, pay. So there's ways, but you're right. Like, why not have it down there? If it's, I know there's not a ton of teams out west, but a lot of people recruit California. Why not have a couple relocate a bowl game or something to LA? But it's a good point. Why not have a couple?
Yeah, and I figure some of this problem is going to be resolved when, you know, whenever San Diego State actually gets around to getting a new stadium. I know that's still somewhere in the works. But I figure that when that gets sorted out, that will make San Diego, I would assume, a better destination, or, you know, willing, you know, courting some bowl committee or another to commit a second bowl game back into the city.
Yeah, especially because Qualcomm, it's whatever the new stadium's going to be, is going to host a Holiday Bowl, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It just all it also just depends, like, who's going to play where and how many more games do you want.
Exactly.
But overall, I think it's a great positive. Even if the payout's the same, I'm wondering, here's what I think really quick before we move on to our main topic, because we'll do a show later on, like I mentioned, like ideal bowl matchups we want to see from realistic tie-ins for next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering if the money would increase because, I don't know, because you're a nicer stadium. They say it's going to be the same matchup, but you would think maybe a little bit more. I don't know how it would work out. Maybe it's going to be that same opening weekend bowl game, but I'd hope, because that's kind of the draw. You play a better stadium, better maybe not necessarily better location, but you know what I mean? It's a better, more key place to play.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But all in all, kudos. I guess it's a I saw some kudos going to Craig Thompson on Twitter, so I guess people are like sort of liking what he could do now.
it's something, yeah.
It's good. It's bad because remember, it could have been the Arizona Bowl, could have been the number one bowl game.
That's true.
And while the matchup would have changed, that's still he played at Arizona University of Arizona Stadium.
Tucson. Yeah, it is slated to become versus a MAC opponent in 2020. Correct, the Arizona Bowl.
Correct, that's what it's going to be. A takeover from Sunbelt / NMSU. okay, I got some quick news. I told you this. Okay, I lied. You know, I said this is going to be security camera free.
Mm-hmm.
Really quick, because I saw it and it's awesome, because you'll get a kick out of this. In other news, this is from Nevada Sports at Twitter. A GoFundMe has been set up to raise $300 to replace Utah State's broken fire extinguisher case.
Well, there you go.
Part of the puzzle solved? I don't know. That's pretty funny. Let's get to our main topic. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
Football is, I wish we had a countdown. Because we're both picking the same week one game, right? We have to. There's only one. Week zero.
I say there's only one week zero bowl game, so I kind of hope we're both.
We are. Arizona at Hawaii. That's the one game that's starting the year. What we're doing, we're going through each week to say, hey, here's what game we'd like to go to. And if we double up, great. If we don't, well, that's how it's better to be. We can argue and complain about who should be the number one game. But we're going through each one, try to see every team, and if we had like as much money to do this, it'd be pretty fun. Maybe one or two games would be in the schedule for me down the road, but not this year. But we might have 2 week zero games actually, Matt. Not in the Mountain West, but did you see these? Because it's 150th anniversary of college football, right? Coming up.
I did note that. Yes,
people have been doing that. There's something I think it's Miami, Florida State is trying to play that same weekend.
Interesting.
August 24th.
Well, I can't blame them.
No, why not? Why not have more than one game? You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So the one game, what is there to say? They're playing Arizona at Hawaii. Go to Hawaii in August. Why not, right? That's all there is to say, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you enjoy your time there. You go watch a game that, you know, if I'm a Hawaii fan, I'm feeling pretty optimistic about their chances of winning that game and starting the season off on a good foot.
I think so as well. Like, Arizona, yeah, it's Khalil Tate's back. Kevin Sumlin year two. Overall, we're not going to break down every game, but that's the only game, so that's where we're going to. And, like, honestly, wouldn't Hawaii be, like, maybe a couple-point favorite to start the season versus the Wildcat?
Hard to say.
Hard to say?
That's way too far out to start thinking about that.
Come on, I don't want to speculate. That's what we do. That's okay. I'll say it. I think they should be a slight favorite at home, right?
I would think that they might be a slight underdog at home.
Interesting.
But I think that that might be more a matter of maybe Vegas isn't sure what to think of Hawaii, you know, after the way they ended the year where they were a little bit up and down.
Sure, switching quarterbacks as well.
And also the whole, you know, Power Five maybe getting a little bit of the benefit of the doubt that a team like Hawaii may not. So
garbage.
Fairly or unfairly, I feel like that's the kind of situation you run into.
No, I hear you. All right, so if we go to the actual week one, I'm trying to pull up the full schedule. I thought I had it in front of me. I'll get it in a moment. But, oh, here you go. Right here, got it. So next week, what are you going to go for week one? I'm wondering if we have the same game. Because we get non-conference games, which makes things so much more interesting and fun.
Yeah, and I think I might surprise some people with this, but I think it would be very interesting to be at Missouri at Wyoming.
I almost picked that one, but I did not.
The only reason I did that is because if I'm reading this correctly, and people can probably at me on Twitter or something like that, at @MattK_FS, I'm pretty sure this is the first time that an SEC team is traveling to a Mountain West school.
Florida and Colorado State are going to play, but in Denver.
Yes.
Is Arkansas coming out? When they play Colorado State, they did that series in combo basketball.
That's
football.
True. They did do that last year.
They came out last year to Fort Collins?
Just kidding.
Hey, okay. Your point is it's rare. So
it is. I mean, it is a rare sight. Yeah, that's. Maybe I shouldn't have committed to that.
It's okay. No, it's
non-fun fact. But you know, and the fact that Missouri, while they are a reloading team, I would be very interested to see what they look like because they did bring in Kelly Bryant.
And they're all bowl ineligible, too, for sanctions.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like a very intriguing narrative where, you know, obviously they're probably going to have a talent advantage over a reloading Wyoming team. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's one of those things where this is an opportunity that does not come around very often if you're a Mountain West fan. And so to be in that atmosphere with a Mountain West school hosting an SEC school, like in a good SEC school,
yeah,
I would want to be a part of that environment.
That'd be great. There are a couple options. There's also Fresno State at USC, mm-hmm. which kind of surprised you didn't pick that one a little bit.
Well, and some of that, if you've listened to this before, some of that is, you know, because I want to try and keep my road trip at least semi-realistic.
Sure.
And so with the games that I picked after that, I think it'll fall into place in a more sense.
That's fine. There's my game. There's a couple other games. Like another one I was looking at is maybe Purdue at Nevada.
Points.
Yes, that's many points with Jeff Brohm coming into town, staying there, taking on the Nevada offense. I would say I actually went with Boise State versus Florida State in Jacksonville.
And I do not blame you for that one bit.
A couple reasons why. Because it's an amazing game. It's technically supposed to be part of the home-and-home, but it's a neutral game, barely. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But here's what will be interesting. Both teams have quarterback issues because Florida State, they kicked off their quarterback. They have, like, at least one, maybe two scholarship QBs on the roster at the moment.
Yeah.
They got rid of their, I believe, offensive line coach as well. Isn't there late recently? Boise doesn't know who their quarterback is. If you listen to our last show, replacement players, they have a lot of guys to replace.
That's true.
Brett Rippin, Alexander Madison, Tyler Horton, a lot of other players on the offensive side of the ball, Monster, a few of those guys. So that's what I'm going to do because that would be name brand, maybe not best – well, Fresno over USC probably be right up there, but that would be the biggest one based on name brand because I don't think Florida State's going to be ranked in the top 25. They might be close. Boise won't either, but that would be like one of the biggest wins of the weekend or maybe the year just based on beating Florida State.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a lot of intrigue because it is a – like you can call it summers. Oh, I love Boise State, but my point being there's no quarterback. They lose coach. They're kind of in disarray. They weren't great last year. And that there's a ripe for Boise State to get the win. And it's just
that logic checks out.
I like Fresno at USC as well because Graham Harrell versus that Tedford defense. Whew, that's going to be exciting too.
It will.
All right, next week, week two, September 7th. What was your game you chose?
So for week two, because I'm starting in Wyoming, I'm starting out in Laramie, I am heading west to go to Nevada at Oregon.
I almost chose that one too. I was looking.
You almost chose that one too.
I was debating.
Because, you know, Oregon's in kind of an interesting place, you know, not only because they picked up that defensive coordinator that you were referring to a moment ago, Andy Avalos. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the Ducks offensive coordinator now. And I think it's going to be a very good test of the Wolfpack staying power early next year. because they too are going to be replacing a lot of pieces on both sides of the ball, and they are going to be facing one of the better quarterbacks in college football in Justin Herbert. You know, he could have come out and probably been a first-round pick, a high first-round pick. He's going to be back in Eugene under center, and he's got a lot of talent on that offense around him. And so, you know, it strikes me as a very sneaky kind of, if you're looking for points, that might be a game to keep an eye on.
It would be, and it's, again, all it matters, quarterback for Nevada. And yeah. Oregon, I think they're probably going to be preseason number two of the Pac-12 North, right, with Washington, I'm thinking. Maybe, or Washington.
Probably, yeah.
Two or three. So it'll be a tough one to get a victory. I went with, I went down south, San Diego State, UCLA.
Teams that
rarely play each other. Why are you, sound like, what's up with the interesting, just because, what's your reasoning?
Well, what's the appeal for that matchup to you?
They never play each other.
That's true.
They never want to play each other. I don't know how this game came about without looking into more detail. But here's the thing. Chip Kelly, and another reason I may have chosen is because over at the Athletic, Sue Mandel and Bruce Feldman put like their top coaching list, and they put like Chip Kelly number seven, at least one of them did. And I'm like, give me a break. Slow down. He was good at Oregon, but come on. He needs more years than what he did to be that good, great top 10 coach in all of college football. Same with Jim Harbaugh being on the list like number three or four. I'm like, give me a break. He's been okay at Michigan.
Yeah.
Stanford, fine, whatever. But I chose a game because it is a kind of regional game. It is a regional game. They never play each other. I want to see what Juwan Washington could do against a Power 5 defense, even though UCLA was terrible last year. And UCLA, the thing is, they should be better as well next year. They're not going to be down that long. Because, like, kidding aside a little bit, Kelly knows what he's doing. I don't think he's, like, in a top 5 coach at the moment. Oregon was great, like we said. But he's got to prove himself with new talent, new team, what he wants to do. And I just want to see what Rocky Long can do. Like, think about it. Defense versus Chip Kelly. Rocky Long, Chip Kelly. Come on. That's intrigue. Who's going to do what? Both those guys run a very unique offense-defensive scheme. So I think it'd be a fun game to go to and see if the Aztecs, they'll be pumped for that game for sure.
I like the way you sold that.
There you go. Bring it. Sell the games. Week 3. Actually, the other games on the list, I sort of went to Minnesota Fresno for the rematch game they want to get the win over, as I can't speak from last year.
Minnesota's going to be pretty good this year.
The revenge game. That's what I was going to think of for that one, but had to pass.
Well, and there's also, you know, that's not the only revenge game on the schedule potentially. You know, you also got Arkansas State coming to UNLV.
Sure, that's
and good. That was a close loss last year.
It's going to be an underrated game.
And, you know, Marshall at Boise State also has the potential to be sneaky good as well.
Yeah, Marshall's always a 8 to 8+ win team.
They're always a pretty good Conference USA team. And so I think, you know, while they may not be quite as tough as Florida State might project to be, you know, it's still going to be a good matchup. And assuming the Broncos can win that at home, it's going to be, I would assume, a quality win when all things are said and done.
I agree as well. All right. Now I'll start this time. September 14th. That's week 3. I went with an SEC matchup as well. Colorado State at Arkansas, partly because I have to pick every team on the schedule. I had to go back and slide in Colorado State somewhere.
That's true.
And, okay, that's part of the reason. But there's intrigue because Arkansas is not good. Is that being nice? The Razorbacks, they've been pretty bad the past couple years.
They did lose to the Rams last year, too.
They did as well. And that epic comeback for the second half for the Rams. That's kind of the reason I want to see it. Can they win on the road? They've got an SEC teams in the past for a while, like Alabama. They played them reasonably close a couple years ago. I think they went to Florida last year, didn't play as well last season against the Gators. But I want to see if they can they go down there and get a pretty good win for Bobo. And it's week 3 early enough to hopefully we know who week 3, we know what their offense is going to be with Colin Hill, who's going to be the guy to catch the ball. And I think the transfer from Auburn might be eligible that game as well, the wide receiver coming to town. I think because it's like basketball now where if you transfer midseason, they basically set up 1 year from the date you transfer.
Yeah.
The way college football is now, it's the same thing. He said transfer like week 2 or 3 of last year. So if he's eligible, that could be interesting. I was debating New Mexico at Notre Dame, but I don't want to see like a 80-0 matchup. The Rams Razorback game, if it's anything last year, even close to it, it'll be a good one.
All right. I can get behind that.
All right. What'd you go with?
I went with Hawaii at Washington.
Oh, that's a good one too.
If only because last year, you know, Washington, they were a little bit erratic on offense, but they had a killer defense.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, they're having to replace a lot of pieces on that defense. We'll obviously dive a little bit more into that matchup when we get a little further into the offseason. But it could be, like, I think this is the barometer if you're a Hawaii fan, because it's definitely the toughest test on their non-conference schedule this fall. Mm-hmm. And if they can pull that off, and if they can get things clicking on both sides of the ball, that might be the game where if they come out of it, what, 3-0 at that point?
Yeah, Arizona, Oregon
maybe
State.
Maybe they start receiving some votes. Maybe they start getting some conversation about a dark horse New Year's Six bid.
If they go 3-0, they should be consideration for the Pac-12 title.
That's true, too. That's true. They would be 2-0 against the Pac-12 at that point. But I think that, you know, it's a big test. But if they can clear it, if they can clear that bar, all of a sudden you're going to start seeing Hawaii in a different light. And that's why I think that matchup is very interesting to me.
Because also Washington doesn't see that type of offense in the Pac-12. Like, yes. Chip Kelly at UCLA hasn't done it. I don't even know if they played last year. And so, and Washington also doesn't have Jake Browning, which may not be the biggest, worst loss for them in the world because he wasn't that great. Because they did suffer through the Pac-12 title game of that 10-7 debacle where no offensive touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Or 10-3, excuse me. Ugh, that was brutal. So no New Mexico Notre Dame either. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
All right, so I'll start again since we'll kind of go back and forth occasionally. So week 4, September 21. I'm sticking with Hawaii. I'm going Hawaii, Nevada.
Wait,
I'm in the wrong week. Ah, no, dang it.
You're on the wrong week.
Ah, what did I miss? You pick your team. Let me make sure I got mine right, then maybe I skipped a week.
I'm about to say, you want to go see Central Arkansas play that badly?
No, I did not. I don't. They're especially not playing on their field there. You go ahead. I think I made an error there.
So on September 21st, I would be very interested in going to Fort Collins to see Toledo at Colorado State. Because if the Rams can figure out their offense, you know, whatever questions might remain on defense, that has the potential to be maybe, I don't know, the highest scoring non-conference game in the entire month.
Very possibly.
Let's put it, if you like offense like Jeremy,
yeah,
you're probably going to want to be there for that matchup. I'll just leave it at that.
Also, can the Rams learn to tackle by that game?
Fingers crossed, right?
All
right,
here's what I did. I removed a game. Wait, I know I had a game here because I was looking at Air Force Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to take all these Boise State games on here. I must have just inadvertently missed a week on mine, so I'll just do it. I'm going to go with that game, I guess, Air Force at Boise State.
No, it's a good one.
No, it's a very good one. I'm looking around. I could Utah State, San Diego State. That's pretty good. Well, I'm going to Tulsa. Tulsa's been down a little bit, but I'm going to go Air Force at Boise State because people can yell at me all the time. Here's the new thing. With Avalos gone, they still haven't, at this point, haven't named a defensive coordinator yet.
Mm-hmm.
They have struggled against the run option attack and having a new defensive coordinator because Avalos has been there for a long time. He was moved up the chain to be the DC.
Mm-hmm.
And Air Force is my team. Like, I'm picking them to like go pretty far. So I kind of got to stick with them every now and then or every chance I get.
Yeah.
And then if Donald, like I mentioned before, Donald Hammond, great quarterback. If they can replace that secondary. And again, Boise, I'm not predicting a winner or loser at the moment, but it's a game where Boise's always had some, more often than not, some issue come up in that game, whether it's going back to that 7-turnover game, they can't stop the option or something. But I think Air Force will be that much better, and it'll be a pretty good matchup, as it almost always is. And there's always a bonus of something weird happening, which happens occasionally too. So,
I can get behind that.
All right, next week, let's go ahead right now. Hawaii, Nevada, I guess, is my September 28th game.
Got out in front of that one.
Exactly. I guess one point we should mention really quick, some of these games could go to Friday because TV does that, so that could change a couple of these. But
that's
Hawaii,
true.
Nevada, because points. Why not?
This is really the point where, with rare exceptions, you're really getting the meat of the conference schedule.
Yeah.
So I decided to go with Fresno State at New Mexico State.
Hmm.
And then that was mostly because of the larger picture, because, you know, at this point I've gone from Honolulu to Laramie to Eugene to Seattle to Fort Collins. And I needed an excuse to get halfway across the country.
Okay. You're making your way stop by stop here and there.
Yeah, because I mean, this is a silly exercise, but I do treat it very seriously.
As you should.
As I should, yeah.
I did not take that into consideration this time. I went into consideration for I'm going to go whatever game I want to. But what's your on the field reasoning for this matchup?
I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see how New Mexico, because you know, obviously going on the road at Southern California is going to be a lot tougher test, but coming off of a bye week against a team that is really looking to, you know, rebound from what was kind of a lost year last year. You know, things didn't turn out the way that they intended to down in Las Cruces. And this is maybe their biggest home game of the year. You know, it's not often that a quality opponent like Fresno State is going to be going to a place like Las Cruces. So while I'm not expecting the Bulldogs to lose or anything like that, I feel like it's the kind of game where if I would be very surprised if the Aggies didn't get up for that kind of opponent.
Yeah, there's that. And then, like, is New Mexico State defense going to be what they thought it could have been last year?
Yeah.
Because that was the issue too. Like, that Wyoming game, not a ton of points were scored. I think Wyoming ended up with, what, 30? But, like, their games, actually, you know what they do? They also get San Diego State at home as well. So
that's
their,
true.
Their matchup, they get Liberty at home, Fresno, Incarnate Word, and UTEP at home. So, and they also have, I think, they have that home and home with Liberty. They do.
They do.
Naturally. There you go for it. Lean into the independent life, folks. It's tough. All right, so what do you go? Let's go next week. What is your main game the following week on October 5th?
This one was pretty easy. I'm going to Death Valley. And I'm going to see Utah State at LSU on October 5th.
That's a good one. I apparently glanced over that one to even see that as one of my options I was going to take. But, okay, so go continue with why that's your case. Just because top matchup, potential for a huge best win ever in the conference possibly?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the single biggest non-conference game of any team in the Mountain West this year.
Think they'll be the highest-ranked team that anybody faces?
I would not be surprised, yeah.
Yeah, I guess Washington maybe. I don't know. Maybe not that high.
I mean, I think LSU's, I don't know, they're probably going to be ranked in the preseason top 10.
Probably.
Because it seems like they always are.
And they were supposed to be great last year and overachieved and supposed to be better, so.
Yeah.
I'm going with, because I had to make a trek to see every team, I'm going to complete opposite direction, New Mexico at San Jose State.
All right.
Pause for laughter. Pause for awkward pause.
I mean, you got to do it, right?
You do. I wanted to. This is my one San Jose State game. And I chose it because, as we mentioned, one of our, I think we, wasn't this, we mentioned like our super stupid early picks, like that win for either team could be the only conference win for
it could be.
Rebels or Spartans.
We did say something along those lines.
And so that's why I want to say, because if you think about it, I was really hard looking at Air Force and Navy, which would be great, but I already have enough Air Force on my schedule this year. I want to spread it out. Aztecs at Rams does nothing for me, really. I just want to go see a game. Boise at UNLV, I mean, whatever. It was really between Utah State and this other game, and I figured you'd probably pick LSU. But I go with that one because I want to see what's – not that I'm going to go punish myself for bad football, but I want to see if one of those teams – if that is the one victory, that'll be amazing to see. And – it's two teams that are evenly matched up. So this could be a game where it might be more surprisingly than you think. It could be 28-23, 28-20, where it's reasonably close and because the way they match up against each other. So that's why I go with that one.
I can get behind that.
Good. All right, you go next. October 12th, what do you got?
So because I'm already kind of back east, I decided to stay back east, and I'm going to take in UNLV at Vanderbilt on October 12th.
That's a good one. They lost their offensive coordinator, Andy Ludwig, which isn't saying much, but they did lose him.
And, you know, and this is another team where, you know, we thought last year that Nevada would go in and be able to take care of business, and they ended up getting rolled in that game.
They did. You were correct.
But, you know, Vanderbilt's maybe not the best SEC team, but they are a pretty decent SEC team. And it's new in UNLV's good fortune maybe this time around that Vanderbilt is replacing their quarterback. Kyle Shermer did move on. They're replacing a couple of their key playmakers on defense. So while going back east is never easy for a Mountain West team, you know, when I do these thought exercises, I always try to include as many non-conference games as I can. And so the way the schedule works out this year just enables me to be able to do something like that. So I think it's going to be a very interesting matchup, a very interesting contrast of styles at a minimum.
Yeah, and with that one, it could be a game where, not to say UNLV's arrived, but showing that they should be at least a bowl type of team.
Yeah, that they should be able to at least be competitive.
Yeah, it's, yes. All right, so did I mention my game for that week?
You did not.
I'm staying in conference, Wyoming at San Diego State.
All right.
Because, I could have chosen Air Force. Didn't want to. But I go with that one because I – partly because I got to see both teams. That's a little – that's kind of at the point where I'm at this year in the schedule. But look at it, you have potentially two great defenses. These teams have played each other pretty well the past couple of years. I just want to see what could happen. Like, could we see a – here's what I want to see, really, is could there be a low-scoring game and then the new overtime rule that might go into place where they have to go for two at some point after five overtimes? But what I really want to see, like, two new quarterbacks we don't know much about, whoever it's going to be, even though we've seen Wright Agnew, not great. Will Logan Wilson or whoever else to Wyoming's defense step up to stop the running attack? Can Wyoming's offensive line do well enough to whoever's going to be the running back? A lot of questions, but I just think it's a cross-divisional game. They don't play all the time. They play a little bit, and I want to see two good defenses play. All right, guys, I want to see defense play. Is that good enough for you? Is that fine? Everybody who says – Dan in Fresno says I only like offense. Thank you for listening, though. I know you're there. I guess that's a thing now. All right, next week, I'll start off. October 19th is a mix of non-conference and conference games. I'm finally going to see Utah State, Nevada at Utah State for that matchup because, again, points, possibly. And this will be a – I think it'll be a pretty good – I know the Mountain Division will be – it's always going to be pretty good. Boise, Air Force, Utah State. Maybe Wyoming will be up there. But I think this will be a good matchup because Utah State last year, they kind of skipped a few teams on the western side of the division. Who did they play last year? San Jose State.
UNLV.
UNLV, kind of the bottom teams of the West, right, essentially. I'm trying to think who else they played. Not Fresno. Well, it doesn't matter. I want to see both teams play because I got to see them all. But also, I still have faith in Nevada because remember last year I thought Nevada could be a sneaky team to pull some upsets and get some wins.
They also beat Hawaii last year.
Okay, Hawaii. So that was like their toughest one, and Hawaii is they're much better improved. But going in, it's like, who are they playing? But I just want to see it's up in Logan, and I want to see – really, it's my only – I think – is this my first time seeing Utah State in person, I believe? My plan, hypothetical? So, hey, what's Gary Anderson going to do? What's he up to in town? Is he going to have a good defense? Is Jordan Love going to keep slinging the ball to whoever's going to catch it? But, again, I think this could be a point where – 2 points where can Utah State just keep doing what they did last year on offense – and with Nevada's offense going up against Utah State defense, it has like Tippa still back, Woodward still back out there. Got to replace the secondary guys. So that's kind of a test for me when I see Utah State when they play an offense that should be good. Can the defense kind of slow it down?
See, I'll be out in your neck of the woods too, but I'll be in a different part of the neck of the woods.
Ooh.
Boise State at BYU.
As always, they play forever and always.
Those are always really good games.
They are. I've had the Hail Mary game, the pick six. You had the... I don't know if the 7-6 game would be qualified as a good one, but it was a close game from Taysom Hill days a while back.
They always play each other very competitively.
They will. And so what's your reason for, besides being in the area, what's the other reason? Close games, clearly?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a rivalry game. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty clear at this point.
We need to make a trophy, and, though, first of all. Next step, trophy.
And, I mean, is BYU... are they looking like they might be a little bit better this year in 2019?
They just started spring practice.
They looked a lot better by the end of last year. I'll give them that.
Yeah, Zach Wilson looks to be actually a good quarterback. Not actually, but a good quarterback. He was perfect against Western Michigan. I'll say this did last year until I see it. Wide receivers are garbage. Tight ends are good. They have a new offensive line coach. Maybe that'll do something. They're still thin at running back, so there's some concern. They lose guys like Sione Takitaki and Corbin Kafusi, who's like 6'20", giant guy. So we'll see what comes back. But it should be a good game because BYU probably will be a bit better than last year, I'm thinking. But the record may not show because they have like Tennessee, Washington, USC, Utah in the first half of their schedule. And then Boise State.
And I kind of can't believe this is the first time I'm seeing Boise all year, too.
Yeah, it is. What's up? I thought we were...
It's the rules, man.
It's the rules, but I thought we also were only a Boise State podcast.
I see what you did there.
And some people tell us that we love Boise. All right, next week, you go first this time in, what are we, in week 9? October 26th?
Yes, we are. I'm heading down to Vegas.
Have fun.
For an interdivision matchup between, or intra-division, rather. San Diego State at UNLV.
Hey, so am I. We'll see each other there. Hang out.
High five. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have that all-you-can-eat thing going on at Sam Boyd Stadium.
Oh, that's right. Buy tickets. Did you know, real quick, I talked to Eli. He's going to Mountain West Conference Media – or not Media Day, but Tournament Days in the upcoming.
Yeah.
He's never been to Raising Cane's or In-N-Out. And he's been to Vegas multiple times.
Oh man, that's what's not he good. Been doing?
I don't know. I know you.
Unless he's been like fine dining on the strip, I understand.
That's why I told him, because I told him last time you didn't go, because there are, we've been there. There's plenty of better options, but it's still really good stuff. And so I'm like, because he's going, because I'm not going this year. I'm not able to head down to Vegas in March. I'm like, you have to go to both. Like, there's no excuse, right? You have to at least try them once.
Or if he's lucky, like when I was at the Las Vegas Bowl, they
brought it, right? Yeah.
As the food. Yeah. So I was able to snag some on my way out the door.
When they had food last time for basketball, was there? They had decent pastas, like nothing great. It's like, it's good food, okay food, but I'm like, I don't know what I was expecting. But that game itself, why are you picking that game? What's your choice?
Because I think that I kind of think about this game the same way I thought about it going into last year, where, you know, maybe this is finally the time where UNLV steps up and makes it a very competitive game. And then, of course, San Diego State went and slapped the bejesus out of them again.
Naturally.
But, you know, if UNLV can meet their potential, you know, this is a very interesting offense versus defense matchup potentially. You know, I don't necessarily know if the Rebels are going to be able to figure things out right away on the defensive side of the ball, but if the offense is clicking like I think that they can, you know, when they're finally, actually, I should take that back, because I forgot they beat San Diego State last year.
That's right, yeah. So we're going there.
Okay, so disregard that, Rebels fans. But you know, it's one of those very intriguing matchups where, you know, if UNLV is going to have staying power, they're going to need to figure out how to beat teams like San Diego State on a consistent basis. And so it's at that kind of critical juncture in the year where, you know, if they want to be able to be a dark horse contender for the division crown, they're going to have to hold serve at home. And so I think it'll be very interesting to see how they square up against the Aztecs.
I think you're correct as well. It'll also be a turning point. Can Rebels, are they for real? And I know they won last year, like we said, but it's a one-year thing. Aztecs had a million injuries last year, a lot of issues. I don't remember. Did Armani Rogers play last year in this game? I'd have to look and see when it was. I'd assume
if you want to vamp for a moment, I can look.
Well, I assume he got hurt early on, but for the Rebels, they want to be doing it once is not nothing. They need to do it more than once if they're going to be a team. If Sanchez wants to keep his job, go to a bowl game. Not that this game will determine bowl game or not, but they would need to get this victory and say, "Hey, we are a threat in the Western Division of the Mountain West Conference."
And to answer your previous question, by the way, Rogers did not play in this game last year.
That's even worse. Oh, man.
But they won.
No, I mean, it worse for San Diego State, I guess, for losing without not going up against the starting quarterback. All right, yeah. What's next? What do we got here?
November 2nd, right?
Wrong tab here. November 2nd, we're getting closer to the end. Army and Air Force is an intriguing choice. I did not choose that one, though. Oh, no, I did choose that one. I went back and changed. I apologize.
Oh, so we'll travel together from Vegas to Colorado Springs then.
Might as well carpool, right?
Yeah.
Army, this will be, I will say this right now, because apparently I love Air Force so much. This could be like one of the best service academy games in like decades.
Decades?
Well, like when's the last time both teams, I know, because here's the thing, when's the last time all three of the service academies have been maybe ranked and played each other?
Ooh,
like World War II when they're really good, around that time they were dominating Army and Navy.
Has that ever happened where all three service academies have been ranked at the same time?
Maybe not three, but I just mean against each other, which has usually been just Army and Navy who are ranked very high.
Yeah,
but like Army is supposed to be right on the top 25. If my premonition for Air Force is that they're going to be really good and get to maybe 9+ wins, they might be ranked as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, like, maybe I could be wrong. Probably I'm going to be wrong, but this could be the best. I'd have to do some research to see, but this might be the best two teams for the Commander Chief in a really, really long time. Like, I know when Keenan Reynolds was at Navy, he was good, but Air Force has always been more consistent, I would say, than Army. So I don't know when, but I would say I'm confident saying a very long time this could be the best matchup between service academies.
No, I mean, I think if both teams play to their ceiling this year, which for Air Force is, you know, the offense plays at a high level and the defense kind of sorts out its problem against big plays down the field. And if Army can, I don't know, more or less do what they've done the last couple of years, where chew clock and play sensational defense, then I think you're absolutely right. You know, this is a matchup that, you know, a lot of college football fans will circle on their calendars.
They better. If not, we're telling you right now, circle this on your calendar.
It's going to be a fun game.
And definitely check out these games here. Next up, week 11, November 9th, Saturday games. I'll go first this time if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
I am going with a potential Mountain West Championship game.
Oh, yeah?
Utah State at Fresno State.
I mean, I think relative to a lot of the other weeks, this is a pretty clear-cut favorite.
I would say so. The rest of the other games are... Eh. What is you? Do you have the same pick as me, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm using that opportunity to go home and take a breather.
There you go, exactly. Just chill.
I mean, it's not to say that that week is entirely devoid of any kind of potential drama. Like, you know, San Jose State in Hawaii was, I don't know, maybe the most epic Mountain West game of the entire season last year. What was it, quadruple overtime?
With multiple missed field goals.
Multiple missed field goals. Air Force New Mexico is usually good for a lot of points. You know, Wyoming Boise State should be a really interesting Mountain Division matchup, but I think I'm with you. You know, if you're looking for the best game that week, I think there's no doubt about which one it is.
Those two games, and don't forget Nevada San Diego State. We can find reason offense versus defense to see that's a matchup. And if this is a title game, that'd be a preview of it. That'd be pretty good. It wouldn't be back to back, which would be good, I guess. It's happened once before, but that week it's pretty clear what we want to go with. So let's go to next week.
Definitely.
November 16th, your turn. What do you got?
So for that one, I'm hitting the road again, and this is mostly to adhere to the rules that I set forth for myself, which is to see every Mountain West team at least once. But I'm going from home. I'm going to the blue.
Oh.
And I'm going to see New Mexico at Boise State.
Because there's drama in the past, three out of the past 6 years, there's been drama essentially. Almost every time those two teams play, New Mexico and Broncos, there sometimes some fun stuff goes on.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, this is my only chance to see, or not my only chance, but the only game that I've selected to see the Lobos all year long. But I think it's also a nice tune-up game for what Boise State has coming down the stretch at that point. You know, it's not like, you know, right now, looking forward to the fall, New Mexico seems like it's in kind of dire straits, but you know, it's not like they haven't given the Broncos fits in the past. You know, even 2 years ago, it was only a 28-14 win.
Mm-hmm. And they've beaten them before in the blue turf, excuse me.
So, and while I'm not saying that's likely at this point in time, early March, you know, to me, it ticks off a couple of boxes, but also it gives me an opportunity to finally see the Broncos on the blue, which, you know, that's the only time that I have that on my schedule all year long as well.
But I thought we love Boise State so much, Matt. What's your problem? Only once? Speaking of that, I was DMing with our buddies Raj and who was it? Eric, I believe, or Colin. I forget which one. Sorry. All three of them. There could be some sort of a Boise-centric podcast possibly a couple times.
Very interesting.
So, hey, but it'll be by our... not easy, I should use air quotes, but official Boise State guys.
All right.
So
I'm down with that.
My game that week, Hawaii at UNLV. And is there any way that new stadium will be ready in time for November?
I don't think so. I think it's slated for 2020.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, but that game, because there's the golden pineapple on the line, the new trophy. Mm-hmm.
I believe it's officially called the Ninth Island Trophy.
It is, but I like the golden pineapple better.
That's true.
Because
that is what it is.
It is. It's, yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, and this game, a couple reasons. Later in the year, so we probably know what UNLV is going to be with Armani Rodgers. Hopefully he's healthy for this one. And it's a rivalry game as well. Not joking aside with the trophy and everything. These teams have played when UNLV was in the Big West, when they're WAC, Mountain West, and come together. They've played fairly consistently even before this. And typically, when Hawaii comes to UNLV, there's a lot of Hawaii fans that show up at these games, so it'll be a good crowd. I hope a good matchup, because we both hope or expect UNLV to compete for a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be a sneaky game for that West Division, maybe not the title, but near a bowl position this late in the year. Are you going to be two or three, maybe, or three or four in that Western Division? Because we're pretty sure it's Fresno, San Diego State, and then probably everybody else in that mix. Maybe Hawaii just at above, but to get that third spot would be good for a bowl matchup. But I just think there could be a lot of points in this game, and it's a golden pineapple. What else needs to be said? Come on.
Well, and that game is kind of emblematic of the entire theme of that week, which is that the game that I choose is really the only game that isn't a significant rivalry.
That's true.
You look at Air Force and Colorado State, that's the Ram Falcon Trophy. You've got Wyoming and Utah State, that's the Bridger Rifle. And then you get Fresno State and San Diego State, which is the old oil can. So I think you could make a pretty convincing argument that there should be good crowds at all of those games.
Is that the official unofficial rivalry week?
If it isn't an official rivalry week, we might as well call it that, because that's what's going on that week.
Looking ahead really quick, you know, I'd agree. I'd say that's the most rivalry weekend of the year.
Probably. Yeah.
We'll go with that. Next week, November 23rd, my matchup on that game as I open my spreadsheet here. Boise State at Utah State.
You know, we're hanging out together a lot down the stretch, it seems like.
Might as well. We know what we're doing. We know what games to go see. I'm not wasting
my... I was about to say, it seems like the best games are like the most obvious ones.
I'm not wasting my time with San Jose State at UNLV. Sorry, I'm not.
That's fair. I mean, because you've already been to UNLV.
Exactly.
Why would you need to be there 2 weeks in a row?
No kidding. There we go. This game, could this be the year Utah State finally beats Boise State? Maybe, maybe not. We've talked about these teams enough. Jordan Love, Gerald Bright, Rock, what they're doing on defense with Tip and those guys. Mm-hmm. And we already talked about Boise's replacing. So if it's what's expected, and then also let me mention this to you real quick. There are some lines that came out, some over-unders on teams. Mm-hmm. Boise State's at 10.
I thought I saw something, and maybe it was from a different source, but Boise was at 8.5.
There is. That's what one of our guys, I think, one of our Boise guys, they're going to do a piece on. I saw 10 yesterday, the other day. They mentioned 8.5. I'm like, yeah, go with both. Clearly, 8.5 is the better value. 10? That seems way too high and a crappy number, too, because everybody's going to take the under. Because I would assume, because with what they're missing, what they're replacing, to get to 11 regular season wins, that means if you're picking 11, you're probably only having them lose to Florida State.
Well, are those bets for regular season wins, or are those overall wins?
The 10 was regular season wins.
Oh, man, that would be tough.
And it's not a half, so it's like, because like, I could see them being maybe a slight underdog to Utah State, maybe, like Fresno State. Do they play Fresno this year? Did we already discuss this?
Boise State does not play Fresno this year.
But just in the Mountain Division, Utah State, Air Force always tricky. They play a tricky Marshall team possibly. BYU might be better. So that 10, man, I would – like, even taking 9 is kind of – I wish it was 9.5. I'd take the over. But this game that week, it's a clear choice, because what happened last year, Utah State had the best year basically ever. Couldn't quite get it done. They seem to have more coming back. But I just want to – I want to see a good game. Like, see, yeah, CSU, Wyoming, maybe. Nevada, Fresno is probably a second game I'd want to go see. But I think it's pretty obvious that week, right?
Yeah, no disrespect to the Bronze Boot or anything like that.
True. But this game, like, literally will be like last year, I think, could decide, well, you know, my Air Force feelings, but it very well could, winner goes to the championship game.
Yeah, probably.
Anything else you want to add about that one, or is that pretty much cover?
No, I think we're good.
All right, final weekend of the year. November 30th.
A lot of games this week.
There are 2 non-conference games in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Army at Hawaii. BYU at San Diego State. The rest are conference games. I am going on conference. I'm going Army at Hawaii. And no, before you say, it's not just to go to Hawaii when it's cold, even though that is a perk.
Well, is that supposed to be Thanksgiving weekend?
It might be. I should check our calendar.
I'm gonna look this up real quick, and it, to confirm, it is Thanksgiving weekend. Okay. So if you're gonna go to Hawaii, at least bring your family with you at that point.
Why not? But that game, like, if you think about it, like, Army, we've mentioned them once or twice before, top, probably going to be a top 25 team, most likely, or very close, probably ranked, but in that mix, top 30 at worst in preseason. They, and plus, look at last year when Hawaii played them. Hawaii was on the run at the start of the year, then they tripped up against the Black Knights. It's a contrasting style of offensive play with the more traditional triple option, not what Air Force runs, but the fullback dive. Versus Art was Hawaii's pass happy team. And that would be also, it's not just the contrasting styles, not just because of last year, but if Army's that good, like, I should pull up Army's schedule, but it could be a game where there's some decent publicity wanting to check out Army versus Hawaii, especially if Hawaii is maybe a dark horse to win that division, which I wouldn't put that past them to be in that mix if they could kind of fix a couple things and go forward with what they did for the first half of last year and keep it going.
So, yeah, I mean, if both of those teams play up to their expectations, you could be talking about a top 25 team going to the islands to close out the year.
good, because looking at who Army plays really quick, like, they got Rice, they go to Michigan, and who knows, Michigan's not bad, they're not great, they're going to be pretty good, but like, their schedule's not difficult, like UTSA, Morgan State, Tulane, Western Kentucky, Georgia State, San Jose, at Air Force, like, looking at who they play, is Hawaii, like, possibly maybe, like, their third toughest game of the year, after Michigan and Air Force?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that the Wolverines are number one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Navy's down, Western Kentucky's down, Georgia UMass State. Is perpetually down.
Tulane's
Maybe you can make it a case for Tulane, but I think other than that, yeah, it's a pretty good barometer for both teams, I think.
So we'll see. I think that'll be a, especially that schedule, like, I could see easily Army having maybe two losses at that point in the year at most.
Mm-hmm.
Like Air Force and Michigan, they're both road games. Their three toughest games are on the road. So I just think what Army's expectations are into what I think Hawaii could do, that's why I'm going to head very far west for that week.
No, that logic checks out.
What do you got?
I usually like to stay close to home to wrap up the year.
Don't tell me you're going to San Jose State, are you?
I am going to San Jose State. Fresno at San Jose State, to be exact. Mm-hmm. And part of that is, too, because I haven't had a chance to see the Spartans all year long.
Okay.
And, you know, it is a rivalry game, so there is a little bit of pride on the line for both teams.
It's the, what's the trophy again?
It is the Valley Trophy.
The Valley Trophy, that's what I thought, the V, okay. And that's a tune-up for the title game, right, for Fresno? Is that what you're saying?
Fingers crossed, right?
Fingers crossed. But that weekend, there's a bunch of other good games, I think. Like, one other pretty good game. BYU at San Diego State could be interesting.
Because don't forget the Fremont Cannon.
I know, I was getting there. I'd put BYU at San Diego State above.
Okay.
UNLV at Nevada is they're rivals. That's we'll see what happens, because quarterback issues for Nevada, I guess, just replacing, not an issue, but knowing who that will be. Mm-hmm. But that's it's a decent slate. I like the extra games that final weekend.
I do like that.
And I guess whatever the title game is, we'll be going there. So whoever that may be.
Hope, fingers crossed, I won't have to go very far.
You just walk over, right? Is that your plan?
That would be nice, actually. Yeah.
Walk or stick a take an e-scooter over there to the stadium?
No, I don't know about that. I don't have the requisite balance for that.
You also need a helmet, I'm told.
That's true.
At least you should have a helmet. anything else we need to discuss? Because this is a two-parter. Yes, we're recorded in two parts. Any news items or anything we need to get to? Or is that our schedule? If you want to follow along, let us know your top couple games you want to head to.
I think I'm all set.
What should we do next time? Do we need to discuss our next show as we're doing this right now?
No, we can probably wrap things up and talk about it off air.
This is a weird week because championship week for basketball is going on. So we may or may not. We'll be back week and a half, depending on how tournament stuff goes. Also, Matt, I did email you. Even though you don't do a ton of basketball, you can still put in your predictions for who's going to win the title this weekend.
I'm actually doing that right now as we speak.
Who you got?
I'm not going to give it away. I want people to go to our website, mwire.com.
True. You're just okay. Let me rephrase this another way. What's your feeling on Fresno State making a run?
I think they got a pretty good chance on that side of the bracket.
Not bad. All right, that's good. I'm putting up a post right now for Vegas odds, because kind of what people do. But look out for that. That'll be up probably about the same time this is up. Tuesday, tournament starts Wednesday. Look for all sorts of basketball stuff. If you like football, because we did get some DMs from really excited to my personal account. Hey, where's the next football podcast? You're listening to it right now, people. It's here this week. So we'll be back in about a week and a half or so. We will send us some info. If you want to tell us what you want to talk about, let us know, because it's the off season. We can be fun. We can be silly. We can talk food. We haven't talked food in a while, Matt, so maybe that's next week. Who knows?
Possibly.
We'll figure it out, at least maybe a couple minutes here. But until next time, check us out, mwire.com. We have a hub for the MW tournament stuff, so that's at the top of our page. You can bookmark that. Go to Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, wherever you like your podcast. We're there, and we'll see you next time.